This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The amazing crew was able to find the New York Times article that I talked about. There's an accompanying video of a similar headline where they show Soros activists in Hungary pulling down the billboards. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. There they are. You don't criticize him. You don't have speech. And then I've got the newscast. I'm going to play at the start of the next segment. We'll start taking your calls now of where they're pulling down signs in Fort Worth that say it's okay to be white. As the New York Times and others say, it's bad to be white. So those clips are coming up. Now, I want to go to a lot of your calls. Abraham and Jeff and Lavana and Alex and Robert and Kathy and JD and Joshua and Kevin and Matt and Andrew and others. In fact, out of the gates, I'm told Abraham disagrees with me. Oh, what? Soros isn't funding it? The New York Times said so, but a year ago said he was. I mean, and here's what happens. They know they're doing all this. But they play this game in the controlled media where they go, sky is not blue. So you debate them that the sky is blue instead of going, you're just a bunch of lying scum. Get out of my life. But then you finally say, get out of my life. And they go, we'll take down all other media but us. And we'll implode your borders and take your pension funds. And then you'll finally worship Alexander Soros. Oh, then Soros wants to bring in the poor people to help them. He plunges third world currencies. He robs pension funds. He is just a monster. But he's liberal, so it's okay. But he represents this whole class of bloodsuckers. All right, Abraham, Jeff, Lavana. Abraham, I'm told, disagrees. That's great. Tell me about the border crisis. Tell me how I'm a bad person.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Said I was going to you.
All right. Are you able to hear me, Alex?
Yes, I can. I can really hear you.
Oh, yeah. I somehow disagree with all this decrying by the president, you know, pretty much exclamating violence because Mexico has been helping out a lot to deter all the migrants that are running to Mexico. I mean, Pompeo just went 2 weeks ago to speak to the Mexican leaders, and that's the reason why the president or incoming president of Mexico, he's giving asylum and trying to stop as many migrants to come up here to the United States. Also,
let's be clear. He actually bragged when he was president-elect that part of the U.N. plan that he was going to help crush our borders and flood the U.S., but he's only giving lip service now.
Nah, well, you know, the Obrador guy, the upcoming president, he's Mexico's Trump. That's one thing that I think a lot of you listeners need to understand.
I thought the guy down in Brazil was a Trump-type guy. I thought the new Mexican president was a socialist.
Man, the Mexicans have hope for a change in the country, and this guy, he's been on the front lines for a long time. He's actually there to help the people of Mexico. So,
I guess the collapsing border with Guatemala. I think that'll help you much.
No, we just need to upgrade the whole conscious awareness of us.
You know, how about we just move all of Venezuela to Mexico and not the U.S.? You think moving Venezuela to you would help?
Well, there's Mexican television that is crying that Soros is in Mexico and Mexico has been infiltrated.
Well, that's exactly what's going on. Look, these big multinationals are collapsing all our countries. They're totally exploitive. And I hope your president is better than what I heard. He had a bunch of socialist policies, but you never know. I appreciate your call, Abraham. God bless. I was told you disagreed. Sounds like you just differed a bit. Then that's fine. I love to hear it. God bless you. I appreciate your call. And I'm not even demonizing all these people that are trying to come up. But they are handpicked by the UN and vetted and brainwashed. And maybe 5% is women and children who they just hold up as a vanguard to move forward while they throw rocks at helicopters and attack police. Back in 1 minute. And then I will go to your phone calls, and I will also, on the other side of this quick break, get to, that's right, it's not okay to be white, folks. I agree. I agree with Don Lemon in the New York Times. Whites are inherently evil. Martin Luther King was wrong. You don't look at people based on what they stand for and do. It's all about what color you are and whites are bad.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Century Wars. You're witnessing the attempt to take down the Republic.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, we've got some really grave news as we go to your phone calls here. There are evil Americans trying to stop Beto and George Soros, who've been caught funding the caravan and the UN and MasterCard funding them. We have undercover video that these evil people shot showing the treason, I mean the lovingness of Beto. What a monster this guy is. It's up on InfoWars.com, Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, almost in the first hour. Please get it out to everybody you know right now. And get out to these Beto events with signs, you name it, exposing the fact that he's done this. It is incredible. And then you've got the New York Times, the Washington Post, Michael Moore, I didn't play the clip yet, saying whites are inherently evil. This is the nastiness of these people. In fact, let's play Michael Moore first, going on the nightly news shows, the nightly comedy shows, spewing this crap. No, they know that immigrants, either legal or illegal, don't like communism or socialism. They know the free market works. They don't want to be on welfare on average. So they're going to go with race-based class warfare. And you look at the New York Times and all of them saying whites are inherently evil. This is just outrageous. It's so clear what they're doing. But then meanwhile, somebody puts up, it's okay to be white, and proud virtue signaling people in Fort Worth go pull it down when it's a counter to what the leftists are doing, inherently saying whites are bad. If people were saying blacks were inherently bad, it'd be okay to say blacks are okay. They're okay. It's okay to be human. But see, you can't do that. Think about how crazy that is. Like, it's okay to be Jewish. It's okay to be black. It's okay to be Islamic. But don't say it's okay to be white, because Michael Moore will get upset. Here he is.
But they are fanatical about this because they know their time is up. And it's sort of the angry white guy, which actually I'm really Trump's demographic.
Cause yeah. I'm an angry
white guy over 50 with a high school education. So that's me.
Yeah.
So if dumb I could speak to my fellow angry white American guys who are semi-uneducated like me, dudes, give it up. We've been running the show for 10,000 years. It's like we've had a long run as men running everything. And you know, the Yankees could never win as many pennants as we've won in these 10,000 years as men. So why don't we just take a break? Let the majority gender run the show.
Just for, yeah.
Just, you know,
just
how,
to see how it would go.
What are you scared of?
So I've never seen such pandering in my life. That's the whole Hillary line, that women are going to empower things as if men and women are different and that we're not together. And that just open your borders up to Islam, where women are slaves. And then this idea that white people have run the show for 10,000 years? Excuse me? I mean, up until about 500 years ago, Africa was running Africa, Asia was running Asia, and a few empires were running white people, and it was all diverse groups. Just the way they dumb this down. And the way they push this agenda is so countervailing reality. and then as if whites are bad. Why is everybody trying to get into the white areas then if Europeans are so bad? Again, and, oh, give it up. Venezuela just collapsed, and they're coming this way, so let's let them run things. Yeah, get on welfare. No, here's the key. Jeff Bezos, Zuckerberg, Eric Schmidt, Jack Dorsey, George Soros, all these billionaires like Oprah Winfrey and Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's a billionaire. It's good to have open borders. Yeah, I like it. I wear Hitler belt too. They're just using race-based politics because if you think third world populations are more altruistic and higher and mightier than Christian Europeans, boy, you're in for a grave mistake. They can't get their act together killing each other, and they're coming up here like locusts. And they're going to be organized by George Soros and company, who said this is the plan to conquer. But you got another late-night host looking at Michael Moore. Yeah, let's give women a chance to run things, as if women haven't been running things, or men, we're humans. Yeah, you're right. No, it's big mega banks and big tech companies that are tax exempt, mainly a bunch of old evil white men with a bunch of evil Chinese men who suppress their own people, who are organizing third world populations to use the fact that we have voting to bring them in, make them dependent, and have them vote to destroy their future. Michael Moore doesn't say, let's give the Chinese communists, almost all males, running slave factories. Let's give your women and your peasants a chance to run things, which would be a good idea, actually. No, oh no, he doesn't talk about people that killed five times what Hitler did. It's all about America's bad, and you need to roll over and have race bases. This guy's giving you a Hitler lesson in how race-based systems are good and whites are bad. It's all going on in front of you like you're an idiot. What a monstrous pig. Huge article, Infowars.com. It's okay to be white signs pop up in Fort Worth neighborhood. Origin of the signs and the intended meaning of the words, a mystery. Laugh out loud. No, you're saying whites are bad. Hundreds of articles a day. New York Times, Washington Post. The white problem. Opinion. Can we replace them? New York Times. Bill Kristol, lazy white working class, the problem. We need to replace them. New York Times, replacing white people, the key. And don't worry, this old white lady, she watches TV all day. How can I cure my white guilt? Get rid of whites. New York Times. People are like, hey, it's okay to be white. Imagine if there was everywhere on TV, it's blacks are inherently evil. They're inherently bad. I'd be like, it's okay to be black. But you don't say it about white. We ought to do a test where we hang up signs that say it's okay to be Jewish. It's okay to be white. It's okay to be black. And it's okay to be Muslim. It's okay to be Buddhist. And I guarantee you, if you have vans and hidden cameras, we're going to do this. Man, the white people are going to come out, and they're going to just go, oh, pull on the white ones, and then run over to the black ones and go, oh, because this is about cuckolding. Here is the CBS News report that's on Infowars.com.
Homeowners in one North Fort Worth neighborhood woke up to an unsettling sight, and now they can't figure out if it was a prank or something more.
Tim Molesine is joining us. At the very least, this thing, Ken, I saw the signs. It's concerning.
I saw them.
You're wondering why, you know, and exactly what was the intention.
I saw them.
You know, the neighborhood seemed to have been tagged.
To cause a debate that you people are an anti-white cult, and we've all just accepted this super Hitlerian anti-Martin Luther King garbage? Here, let's play it again. This is so insane. People woke up to something really unsettling today. Okay. Now, every newspaper says whites are inherently evil and it's above Hitler. But somebody did it. Why did they do it? To show what a cult you people are. How you corporate media regurgitate this crap. Here it is.
Homeowners in one North Fort Worth neighborhood woke up to an unsettling sight, and now they can't figure out if it was a prank or something more.
Tim Molesine is joining us. At the very least, this thing, Ken, I saw the signs. It's concerning, at the least.
They're wondering why, you know, and exactly what was the intention in all of this. You know, the neighborhood seemed to have been tagged with handfuls of signs printed on paper. Those signs read, it's okay to be white. That's what was printed on them, but no one knows who put them up.
Somebody tell Don Lemon.
Here's what it looked like along Waverly Lane in North Fort Worth Thursday morning. Cell phone video and pictures taken of the area show the signs reading, "It's okay to be white," posted onto lampposts and other pieces of public property. By the time we got there, all of the signs except for this one were gone, but it didn't stay up too much longer.
Oh, good.
I'm about as white and as old as you're going to get in this neighborhood.
Yay! Get rid of free speech.
Burke, one of the neighbors here, is opposed to the message.
Yay!
One of the
sons
deemed as being discriminatory.
And I don't care what color you are. I don't care what religion you are.
But it's not okay to be white.
I don't care what your economic status is. You judge people by how they act.
What no one seems to be able to answer is who put them up and what exactly was the intention of the message.
Martin Luther King said that. That's how brainwashed she is. She pulls them down because, lady, everywhere the corporate media is saying whites are inherently evil. It's literally Hitler stuff upside down run by the New York Times and Carlos Slim. So that we all hate ourselves and then, okay, overrun me. I'm your slave. I'm white. It's like Tulsa Doom says, come to me, my child. You're white. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. Whatever you say. Everything's yours. I mean, it's ridiculous. That's it. I've been busy. I haven't done it. I'm festooning everywhere on video with It's Okay to Be White signs. And I'm doing it today. I'm going crazy. Everyone do it. God almighty, this is insane. Meanwhile, Oprah Winfrey wants to exterminate black people.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
It's extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Alec Baldwin, you will be very useful to me.
I just heard Alec Baldwin got arrested, and I asked, and I wasn't surprised why, fighting over a parking space. Well, I'm sure the 600 million illegals the UN officially wants to bring in the next 20 years will make it easier for you to find parking spots there, buddy. Hilarious. Let's get serious, though. Going right back to your calls, but I haven't finished this video. The real grand finale in Fort Worth is... Fort Worthians woke up this morning to terrible, horrible Nazi evil that white people are okay. Even though it's in the New York Times, I just showed you that we're inherently evil. We're the worst thing on earth. Michael Moore, we need to just go away and die. Oprah Winfrey, just old white people just die. Die, 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 my darling. Don't say a single word. And so here's the grand finale of that, and we'll go back to your calls. Here is the leftist race-baiting orgy with a bunch of virtue-signaling white people falling over themselves to fall off a rhetorical cliff.
District 4 Councilman Kerry Moon isn't taking it lightly.
I condemn any type of literature sign that is posted that may be offensive to some folks.
Oh, hit pause again. I'm against any literature posting. If somebody finds it offensive, well, I find your big old ugly cracker head and that stupid-ass UT Longhorn thing you got on your shirt, another butt-kissing establishment, a wannabe Texan. Your family probably just got it like 10 years ago, but you go, I'm big old Texan. I don't like nothing that people don't like, so if anybody don't like it, I'm offended by that Bevo on your shirt. I'm not really. My family all went to UT, but the point is, I'm offended by that. That take it off! Like a white kid in a Black Panther outfit. One person was offended, they got rid of it. That was Mark Dice. It was a joke. You people are sick. God Almighty! Let's hear from him again. Go ahead.
District 4 Councilman Kerry Moon isn't taking it lightly.
I condemn any type of literature sign that...
Let's start over again. Kerry Moon's not taking it lightly. Now, they're in every publication in the country saying white people are inherently evil, and it's a bunch of weird commie professors doing it, who almost every one of them is a gut-flexing, fat-ass white dude. With a ding-dong you can't find with magnifying glass. But because they told everybody whites are evil, people are starting to say, stop saying that. Well, I don't like it. And I ain't taking it down lightly.
I'd love to walk into that guy's office and say, what frickin' planet do you live on, you idiot?
That if anybody's offended by anything, I don't take it lightly. Well, let me tell you something, boy. I don't take people like you lightly. It's crapping all over our country, you piece of crap. I'm sorry. And I really don't like fake Texas Tuck Tough. Sorry. The election's got a little bit fired up. Control ourselves. We don't want to fully transform. Let's go back to him. Here he is.
District 4 Councilman Kerry Moon isn't taking it lightly.
I condemn any type of literature sign that is posted that may be offensive to some folks.
All of this comes on the heels of a recent report sent to council members about anti-immigrant activity in other parts of the city involving, quote, the placement of defamatory banners and flyers on public property.
There's just not a place for this.
Pause again. Yeah, America's not a place for free speech. Fort Worth probably shipped in 500,000 illegal aliens the last few years, and they're all over the place, sleeping in your backyard and crapping on your front porch. And some people in America believe you can say something about that. We ain't going to stand for it. And we're really glad they're censoring everybody. I said I go to your calls. I'm out of control. But just, this guy is the most triggering baboon butt I've ever seen. Let's go back to him.
Well, the councilman said this kind of activity is considered a Class C misdemeanor, and those responsible could face a citation. He also said instead of ripping the signs down, neighbors should call police immediately and leave those signs up since they are considered to be evidence, and then just let the police investigate the situation.
I think I'm going to call the police on myself. Yes, 911. You never arrest anybody else putting up stuff for rock bands or for, you know, whatever the case may be, maybe a garage sale, maybe a lemonade stand. But, you know, if somebody has political speech that's the most protected, well, we got to shut that down right now. As long as we talk about this. So just have people that want to act like they're from the South or Texas where they do it more and more, like a virtue signal. So it's like, ain't gonna do that right. I think I'm going to go to, that's it, I'm going to Fort Worth. I can't help it. I got to do it. I got to do it myself there. I got to see this guy. I mean, this guy is a, oh my God. I'm sorry. Just finish it, and I promise I'm going to your calls after the break. I swear I'm a bad person. I'm going to go to your calls. Just please go to it.
So then Kerry Moon isn't taking it lightly.
I condemn any type of literature sign that is posted that may be offensive to some folks.
All of this comes on the heels of a recent report sent to council members about anti-immigrant activity in other parts of the city involving, quote, the placement of defamatory banners and flyers on public property.
There's just not a place for this in Fort Worth, and it's not indicative of the true Forest spirit.
Well, the councilman said this kind of activity is considered a Class C misdemeanor, and those responsible could face a citation. He also said instead of ripping the signs down, neighbors should call police immediately and leave those signs up since they are considered to be evidence, and then just let the police investigate.
Yeah, when you get a couple hundred thousand people attacking police with kidnapped kids running around screaming, we're criminals, we're going to kill cops when we get there, funded by international groups, you need to let them all too. But if somebody tried Texas to put up a sign, you call police. Just like Europe, where for 10 years you bitch about your daughter being raped, you get arrested. You fight somebody trying to rape your wife, you go to jail. Let's just pull this sign down right here. What the hell? You think this is America? White people are not okay. Is that clear, boy? Look at her. She'll show your ass. Look at that. Well, I guess she kind of gets that gunslinger stance after she pulls it down. She can't really. She's like, hell, why is this? I'm a good person. First Amendment, wipe my big old butt with that right now. Hey, boy. God, we're screwed. Oh, my God. I hadn't seen this. I saw the Drudge link this morning and didn't click it. I didn't have time. Dealing with the kid stuff, and she told me I have to play it. It's the most insane crap I've had. These people. Oh my God. I think there are, they may conquer Texas. I don't know, but fine, let everybody go to hell. At a certain point, good Lord. Call the police immediately. We got people exercising free speech around here against the rape gangs. We ain't gonna put up with that. All right, I'm a bad person, but I'll go to your calls. If the hare lips the admiral and the water don't rise over Bear Creek, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7,000 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen.
But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling a water filter. It's best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, it could be 6 months, a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Store X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going right to your calls now, and I really appreciate everybody holding. I'll go a little bit in the next hour to take some time away from the great Joel Gilbert so I get to all of you. But this is very cut and dry. Our Christian open society that Europe and the United States ended slavery worldwide, except for some areas of Islam, which the left totally ignores, and communist China. And then they sit there and tell us how we're bad all day. They have all these weird virtue-signaling white people strutting around on television. It's like Monty Python comedy. This is super dangerous. This is super bad. These people are out of control. Now, tomorrow, 3 p.m. Central, and probably earlier if a false flag or something goes off, we've got people live on the border that are going to be Skyping in, and I'm not going to announce for intel reasons and security reasons where or why, but you'll want to tune in tomorrow, 3 p.m. Central. And you can better bet your bottom dollar. You can bet your boots. You can bet your horse. You can bet your horse, your boots, your last dollar, and my right arm. That if I can get on air at midnight tonight, if something happens, I'll be down here. And you can bet if something goes off, God forbid, in the morning, I'll be here. Just watch Infowars.com, Newswars.com. But I'll be here by 3 tomorrow to go for 5-6 hours live with a bunch of big guests we've already got lined up and stuff I'm not going to get into on air yet. So let's go write your phone calls right now. And then Sunday, the regular 4 to 6 p.m., and then we're going to go from 8 a.m. to midnight on Monday night. And then we're going to go for 24 hours from 8 a.m. to 8 a.m. on Tuesday into Wednesday. And this will be a day long remembered. Because if we can beat them here, we're going to win no matter what. But if we can beat them in this midterm is Waterloo, baby. It's, I said I go to your calls. It's just such an epic time. Just choose what side you're on, ladies and gentlemen. And I know the audience knows that. I'm talking to people who are part of the power structure or think they are. You are not successful because you are an idiot serving the system. Have you been to communist China? Do you know how evil they are? How cold? You know our tech elite are allied with them and are bloodthirsty little creeps that pay no taxes and then lecture everybody all day? These people are horrible! What type of crazy people would help them? But I know why. They offered me $1 million. They offered me $3 million. They offered me $10 million a year. You say, well, why don't you say who? Well, I mean, I'm a business guy and something. I'm a journalist. If something's off record meeting, and it's not criminal, I don't release it. And I haven't had them try to buy me off in about 10 years. Some of that just started up again. But let's just say this. I hear people that sell out for nothing. And they sell out to be on the local news being traitors to humanity. And it's pathetic. And it's sick. And it's disgusting. People go, well, God, you turned down $10 million for my children's birthright. And then we made way more than $10 million a year. But it wasn't then $10 million a year so I could drive around in a Ferrari or have a helicopter or a private jet, which I don't have. It was to take that money and put it back in to try to do something and try to fight back and try to change the world. And that's what I'm looking for. And George Soros, with his hundreds of billions of stolen money, he knows that. But for evil, he's putting it all down against us. Well, I've only got millions thanks to you supporting me, and I'm putting it down on the table. With my name, my blood, the whole nine yards on it, baby. Because these guys are pieces of crap. They're really evil. So to me, it's not even a hard choice to just go in all in against them. If it was some foreign elite trying to make stuff better and was better than our establishment, I'd say, let's get married to these people. Let's get in bed with them. That's what old alliances do. I'm ready to climb in bed with something good that makes the country and humanity better. This ain't it, man. I ain't getting in bed with that. You think I want to die? You think I want to work 18 hours a day? You think Trump wants to work 20 hours a day? That titan? He's a titan. They're scared to hell of him. He only uncloaked the last 4 years and played silly so they didn't know what they were dealing with. That the real Donald Trump is fire-breathing liberty. God sent as the last doorstop to pure evil, a foot in the door before God closes it. And if you reject Trump, Katie, bar the door. My spirit's never wrong. My spirit says, get behind Trump, 1,000,000,000% Jones, and do it now. And my spirit's like all the time when I intellectually question something, and it's always BS anyways, and I find out Trump's right. Then I learn later just how right Trump was. That's why the enemy cannot stand him. We must get behind Trump, absolutely committed behind him. Total alignment. And that's why I said that at the start of the show yesterday. I said, I am in total alignment with the president. That means total alignment. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. been holding the longest here. Let's talk to Lavona in Texas. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I just wanted to say first off the bat, I got a few words for Michael Moore. It is okay to be white, but it's also okay to wipe them granny beads out from under your chin and find a treadmill. And I wanted to say that why all of these military and everything, why can't we just do what they did to everybody at the protest at the Tea Party? You know, you can use flash grenades. You can use the sound waves that they use to push people.
That was leftist police doing that to test it out. Exactly. And I'm not even saying do that. But if you don't stem this tide, it's going to collapse all of Latin America into us. And this is a military attack.
Yes, I know. And if it's good enough for the American citizen, why can't we just try that first before we go blowing people away?
No, I agree. Trump is, you understand, he doesn't want to shoot him. He's telling him in the rules of war that I consider you a military force. You've hurt people. You've killed people. You're criminal. And if you try to hit us with deadly weapons, we're going to defend ourselves. It's the right thing to do. Because
yes.
Trump knows that there's a good chance they're going to have snipers hidden on the Soros side to shoot a few migrants, a few invaders, to make Trump look bad. So he has to be up front. He's super smart. His equations are just like instant. To where he knows if they pull a Kent State, he's going to have to go ahead and spin it that, okay, we did it, and they started it, which they already have. He already knows the false flag's coming. He's got intel people everywhere trying to stop it. See, that's Trump dimension. You see that right there?
Amen. And we also know that Trump doesn't like to televise and signal to everybody what his game plan is in the long run. So.
Well, that's actually true. It's almost bad what I do, because what I do is I kind of let people in on the Trump dimension. Not that I even have to talk to Trump. That's why Trump's really into the show. Me and Trump, it's the enemy already picked up on this 3 years ago. It's like we're synced. Like word for word, he'll be giving a speech, and I'm saying the exact same thing. And I'm not just saying that cool. It's really freaky. It's getting weird.
All right. Well, thank you, Alex. And I want to say this real quick for you. I love your Secret 12, and I can't wait to order some more. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you, ma'am.
God bless your crew.
Thank you. God bless you, sweetheart. Yeah, it is the best rated vitamin B12 in the country. BuzzFeed got it, sent it to Mark Cuban's testing lab in San Francisco. They tested everything, found, okay, it's pure, there's no contaminants, like Jones says, but here is the best B12 in the world, and Jones's is more, which is a lie. My B12 was $10 less, and the same stuff, private label. So they just underhandedly, without knowing, gave me the top rating in the world out of hundreds of vitamin B12s tested for Secret 12. So thanks a lot, Charlie Wurzel, moron. All right, we're going to go to break, and then I'm going to get five calls into this next segment. We're going to go to Jeff, Matt, Joshua, Kathy, everybody, Rich, Andrew, JD, everyone holding. I will get to you. But speaking of that, we got a deep earth crystal source. But then they explained to us you need to put the other two types of iodine in. Is it? Agents upload and a tiny bit of a certain type of vitamin C keep from oxidizing. Well, we have it, the ultimate iodine, tri-iodine, Survival Shield 3. It's now available 50% off and free shipping, introductory offer, InfoWarsStore.com with 100% reviews. 100%.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Migrants and Jade Helm. But again, if you just joined us, even MasterCard.com says they're working with George Soros to fund the caravan and other caravans for years, and they're giving them all $1,000 per leg, which is what I've read in USAID documents that Judicial Watch got. And then they have all these articles saying we're insane while it's in the news and admitted. It's a tactic. Where they go, it's good, we're doing it. We go, well, we don't like that. Oh, we're not doing that, you're crazy. And so people start tuning out mainstream media. And then they just go, we'll just censor everyone. It's crazy. These people, I don't see what they're doing working. Matt in Nebraska, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding her on the air. Welcome.
All right, thank you. Hey, I just wondered if you know any connections with Jade Helms and what's going down with the troops, if it's going to do like what they were talking about. Like turning on political dissidents instead of the migrants?
Well, that's a great question, and that would take hours to get into. But here's what happened 4 years ago with Jade Helm. They released the map from CENTCOM that showed Texas is hostile and conservative Utah is hostile and Orange County is hostile. It was meant to provoke terrorists. And I said, I believe this is a provocateuring operation to get us to cover it so that we sound anti-military when it says Texas is seen as hostile, and that really if you turn it sideways, it's a map of the Middle East, which at one level it was. It turned out I was correct. But it was also mastering the human domain to get the military to go out and practice working with social media and things during civil unrest or a collapse in the Southwest, because Obama was even claiming it at the time, but he wasn't going to stop the collapse with the immigrant caravans. But the Border Patrol really didn't follow his orders, so it didn't happen. It would be to facilitate it. So it was a multi-layered psyop to make us come out against the military, which was super patriot then and is now, for them to know their main mission would be for aid and relief and simulation for the Middle East, so they'd think I was a liar. So to do that, they would then misrepresent what it actually said about it to then demonize me to the troops and others to the troops, and then demonize the idea of martial law to the public, but then also use it as a cover story preparation for a reverse Rex 84 operation by Obama, which Soros was admittedly running according to the documents, which failed. Now, I know that sounds really convoluted, but it's not. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And then also CNN, I always like how they ask their guests, they're trying to get a guest to agree to Trump saying his rhetoric is the cause of the killings and everything else that's going on in hate. They're just trying to get the one guest to say they agree with him and like it's going to throw Trump into impeachment or whatever.
It's ridiculous. The idea that Trump is anti-Semitic or anything else is asinine. Trump likes people. He loves black people. He loves white people. He loves Asians. He loves hardworking, smart people. He loves Jews. The Orthodox, hardworking Jews he knows and people, he loves them. And so the white supremacists hate Trump because of that. Well, let's think about this. Saudi Arabia has trillions of dollars. It has 2 million person. Well, let's be technical. 2 500,000 person camps and 1 1 million person camps that can house 2 million people in air-conditioned two-bedroom tents. No one's in them. We don't even know what they're for. They don't take one illegal alien. They don't take one refugee. But then we're supposed to take, and Europe's supposed to take millions of these people. Why are they okay, but we're not okay? And it's the same thing, that we're bad and we're causing violence. It's just absolute crap. I appreciate your call, Matt. And I'm not here to pay for you in Venezuela who voted for commies and collapsed your country, and now you're a mother with 90% men coming up here waving your baby in front of me saying, I hate America, pay for my crap. While the men with you throw rocks at helicopters because you're a bunch of anti-American trash that was not everybody's trash down there. They go and they get the worst. They vet them. They prepare them. They ship them up here. It's a freaking snake bite, man. These people are nothing but poison. If you want to collapse, bring them in. These are the scum. You know, just like the Cuban boat lift in, 1980. They dumped out their mental patients, their criminals, their mentally ill. Honest. That's not representative of Cuban Americans. People like Ted Cruz are, representative of that. I love Cubans. But this is what they do. This is Fidel Castro and the ghost of Hugo Chavez taking a giant dump on us. And make no mistake, at least half these people are from Venezuela. And it's all going to come out. That's where the first camps were set up. A year ago, they began the leapfrog invasion force. Okay, we got callers in Texas. We got callers here. The problem is there's so many damn callers. That's a good problem to have. But let's talk to Jose in Texas, or is that Joshua? Joshua in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello. Yes, this is Joshua. I'm from Brownsville, Texas. I'm on the border.
Yes, I know Brownsville well.
One of the issues I was wanting to say is that Boca Chica Beach is right next to the Rio Grande River, and it's easy for people to cross that area. I'm thinking we're going to need to have either naval or Coast Guard area to be protecting that area because that's an easy area.
By the way, since I was a little kid, I go down to Brownsville and would go across to Mexico. And now, as you know, it's not as very safe anymore.
No, I know that for sure because I usually go to the fishing there and I have to carry a rifle all the time.
Oh, but you shouldn't be. Beto says you shouldn't have a rifle.
Well, that's why I didn't vote for him anyway, so.
What are people saying with this? I mean, look, I love it if somebody's really from a community. He tried to join the Hispanic caucus. They said no. I don't think it's Irish folks. I'm part Irish. But an Irish guy 6'4", saying he's Mexican. I've heard the Hispanics are really rejecting this fakeness. Because Ted Cruz doesn't try to sit there and say, oh, look, I'm Latino. He's just an American that people see authentically. What are people saying about Beto?
Well, I've seen a lot of people posting up signs here in Brownsville to support him and everything. I haven't really asked too many people about questions of that. But there's a lot of people here that do support Trump down here and Ted Cruz.
I agree, but that's what but they're scared to say it, aren't they?
Yeah, like, well, we can't even say it because we have neighbors next to us that are anti-Trump supporters.
Well, here's the deal. If I was Hispanic and I like Beto's beat-off's policies better, I would go for him. But if he virtue signaled, imagine if I was Alex Jones my whole life, and then I run for office in the Valley and I say I'm Alejandro. It's patron. It's a cheap trick. It's gross.
I guess it doesn't work on me because I'm also half Asian. So,
man, all I know is I'm half free, and you know the other half wants to be free. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Joshua. Okay, let's talk to Kathy in Oklahoma. Kathy, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah. Hi, Alex. Thanks. I'm going to kind of rush through because I don't want to start coughing, and this is important. I've got about three ideas. They're all kind of nebulous together there, but for stopping this invasion before they ever get on our ground, they involve initially LRAD, the audio crowd dispersal weapons that are non-lethal at our border, and also to donate some or down there at the Honduras-Mexico border, where they can put those things on and run them back away from the knocking their gates down. But also, I'm thinking this is technologically viable, that it seems like these things could be mounted on at least helicopters, if not on AWACS planes. I don't know if they'd be fine-tunable enough to use on AWACS, but to stop those caravans and just turn them around and herd them right straight back south.
Well, ma'am, let me assure you that the Pentagon has stuff to control crowds. Now, let me give you the real news. If you could stop lightning striking that causes a forest fire, would you not just stop the lightning that struck, right?
Well, also try to do something about the tinder, but yeah.
Sure, yeah, you'd fire breaks and cut out the undergrowth, exactly. So that's what you do. But if you could magically, you're talking about a real solution, I'm saying hypothetically, you'd stop the lightning strike, okay? If we cut the UN funding that goes to USAID that goes to UN funding and then goes to Soros and the other foundations, it's the heads off the snake. Instead of having our military and everything get used up battling this and having to face kids, it's criminals and the Democratic Party and others organizing this with the UN on record and then doing this. So what you do is you go after the source of it. And I'm advising the president to use covert operations and covert action against the leadership of this. The courts are controlled, and the globalists keep playing these games, and it's time for the president to use covert action against Soros and against Hillary and all of them. I want covert action. Anything else is dereliction of duty. And I'm telling the patriots and the CIA and the Pentagon and everyone else, I want covert action, and I want it now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.